Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 313 for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were slightly higher on volatile trading Thursday morning, buoyed by end-user demand, a weaker Canadian dollar, and supportive technical signals. Yesterday's gains were supportive from a chart standpoint as well. ICE canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 higher, with the most active May contract checking in at $464.90 per ton. Dry conditions throughout Western Canada have instituted a slight weather premium in the market, along with talk that canola-specific dry fertilizer is becoming scarce. However, losses in the U.S. soy complex weighed on values. Malaysian palm oil futures were also lower, which cast some resistance. The large soybean crop in South America was bearish, as more countries are turning to it for their needs. The technical bias is shifting to the downside. Any bounce could be considered a selling opportunity. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 2 to 3 cents lower, with the May contract checking in at $9.62 a bushel. Export demand was higher this week compared to last week, and that supported prices. Soy meal exports are especially steady right now. There was an element of short covering in the market as well. Support for soybeans from a technical standpoint can be found around $9.53 a bushel. However, if values do creep below the $9.53 mark, you can expect them to drop down to $9.41 a bushel. Corn was 2 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.72 per bushel. An increase in corn exports was offset by news that China has shifted its focus to acquiring corn supplies from other countries than the U.S. Mexico says it expects to increase its corn production by 6% this year. Some bargain hunters are apparently out looking for some deals today. U.S. wheat was a cent lower, with the May contract at $5.10 per bushel. Concerns about excess dryness in parts of the central U.S. plains boosted prices. This same dryness has helped boost prices, as it's expected to affect crop output. Meantime, over in the Mississippi Delta, some fields are considered too wet. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, March 19th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.